This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Sunday visited one of the provinces worst affected by last week's earthquake in southern Turkey and northern Syria. And he pledged a further $100 million in aid to help the region.
The most important thing right now is to get assistance to people who need it, to get them through the winter, and to get them back on their feet. But simply put, the United States is here. We stand strongly with the people of Turkey and the people of Syria through our NGO implementing partners, and we'll stick with it until we all get the job done.
The additional aid includes $50 million in emergency refugee and migration funds and $50 million in humanitarian assistance, Blinken said. At the Munich Security Conference on Sunday, European Union Foreign Policy Chief Josep Borrell said the West must provide more military aid to Ukraine and speed up its deliveries, saying Zelensky and the Ukrainians have more applause and not enough ammunition. Speaking on the same panel, Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas urged the West to take seriously Russian President Vladimir Putin.
You know, everybody could see that what Putin has been talking about, he's actually serious. In 1925, nobody believed Hitler, but he was quite open about these goals. And in 2007, Putin here in this conference was very clear about these goals. The problem was that nobody believed him, but let's believe him now, so that we have to make the decisions in the medium term, but also long term.
Estonia borders Russia. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, please visit us at voanews.com or download our app. This is VOA News. An Israeli airstrike on Syria's capital, Damascus, killed 15 people early Sunday and badly damaged a building in a district that is home to several state security agencies, a war monitoring group said. Civilians were among those killed in the deadliest Israeli attack in the Syrian capital since the start of the civil war, according to the head of the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The overnight strike cratered a road and wrecked the adjacent 10-story building in the city's Kafr Susas district. More than 130 armed groups are operating and creating havoc in the Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo. They've attacked, terrorized, and ravaged villages in North and South Kivu and Ituri provinces. They have killed and maimed scores of people and uprooted whole communities who abandon their homes in fear for their lives. VOA's Lisa Schlein has more.
The UN Refugee Agency calls this one of Africa's most complex and long-standing humanitarian crises. As security worsens in the DRC, it says many more refugees will flee across borders into neighboring countries. This, says UNHCR spokeswoman Olga Serrato, will add to the burden on impoverished host communities and their ability to care for the needs of both their people and their refugee populations. Uganda is the largest host country of refugees from the DRC on the African continent. It remains a magnet for new arrivals. The UNHCR reports attacks by armed groups in eastern DRC last year spurred some 98,000 refugees to flee to Uganda, which now hosts nearly 500,000 Congolese. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Former U.S. President Jimmy Carter has decided to receive hospice care and spend his remaining time at home with family instead of additional medical intervention, the Carter Center said this weekend. At 98, he's lived longer after leaving the White House than any former president in U.S. history. VOA's Marissa Melton has more.
Carter was a Democrat and peanut farmer from the southern U.S. state of Georgia who had served only one term. He lost his bid for re-election in 1980 to Republican Ronald Reagan. His 4 years in office were rocky, marred by economic problems and a hostage crisis in Iran. But he also helped broker the Camp David Accords that led to a peace treaty between Israel and Egypt. Carter said in 2015 that a cancer diagnosis had him convinced he had only a few weeks to live.
But I was surprisingly at ease. You know, I've had a wonderful life. I've had thousands of friends, and I've had an exciting and adventurous and gratifying existence.
He was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize in 2002 for his work on humanitarian causes. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
And I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.